We're up to a nun beis on an aleph at the bottom. Ravina Omar, the pluk shadahamitanon, the machlokas of Yehuda, and the chachomim in the Mishnah. Lagabe perishvias, bringing perishvias from one place to another, is totally in this. And we learned already that Rabbi Yehuda has to be the machmer one. The shnan ochlin b'tmorim ad sheyichlu ha'achron shebetzor. You're allowed to eat dates, even if you're in a place where there's no more dates in the field. But if there's still dates in tzor, which is a place where they grew dates, Rav Shimon will omer ochlin asher ben hakifin. You can even eat as long as there is, you can only eat as long as there is dates in the kifin growing on the tree in the normal place. The ein ochlin al ben hashitzin. The dates fall down and they get caught in the thorns on the side of the tree, and then they're not accessible anymore to animals, but they're still there. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that since they're not accessible to animals, basically that's kola min achayim min asode, that there's no animals can't eat it anymore. Not because it's not there, because it's not accessible. Rashi. Ochlin b'tmorim b'chol eretz Yehuda. In the entire region of Yehuda, you're allowed to eat tmorim ad sheyich ledekel ha'achron b'shevet Tzoar she'ihi ir ha'tmorim. Until in Tzoar, which is a place where they grew tmorim, the last tree doesn't have a tmorim. Mitznan b'kamon, later on the Gemara is going to say, sholosh harotzos l'bir. There are three different regions in Eretz Yisrael agave beer. She'ein b'nei Yehuda ochlim she'kola b'chol Eretz Yehuda. The Apple Pishlo Kolo Begalil. That in one every region you judge separately. So when the last thing is available in that region, then you can't eat anymore in that region, even though that same fruit is available in one of the other regions of Eretz Yisrael. Apple Ochlin Hein Bi Yehuda Bafilu B'Mokum She'kola She'ich L'Mokum Achron She'bechol Eretz Yehuda. But even if in your specific city there's no longer that fruit, but in that region there's still that fruit, until the last tree in that region is finished, you can eat in the house. The reason is that if the chayiv won't find it in this city, it stays within the region. Won't go to a different region, but it goes from one place in that region to the other. Ochlin ashal takifin, derech dekolin lios bikorin kotsin, sodi, v'hainu shitzin. The way that the palm trees grow, there's thorns that grow around the tree at the bottom. U'min ha'deko atzmanhein, they're part of the tree. That thorns come out of the tree. Lamala olin shalo asuyin kesidron, come in kapos tamarim. And all the way at the top is what's called the regular leaves, the palm fronds. Ksharuach menashiv hatmarim noflin, nisharim bosun kifin, ulamata b'shitzin. When the wind blows, it blows the fruit off the tree. Some get caught in the branches on the top, and some fall down into the thorns on the bottom. The Kamar of Shimon, the Chosman Shemitsuyim, the Kifin, Ochlin El Shishim Avayis. As long as there are dates left in the caught in the branches, animals will be able to eat them. Aval Ein Ochlin Min Habayis Al Smach Osin Shemeshitzin. But if there's only fruit left amongst the thorns, then it's no good. Then it's called that it's Kol Lechaya. But if you Ein Hachaya Yecholim Litlam Neakotzim, because even though they're there, they're not available. They're not accessible. Masnisim hachikomer, Tanakama, Kala legamre, Afi ben hashitzim chayiv levayir. And this is the machlokas. The Tanakama says if you take from a place, shalo kalu, lamakum shakalu, or vice versa, kalu means it's completely finished. There's not even any left amongst the thorns. But if there's still left amongst the thorns, even though they're not accessible, still you're allowed to eat in the house. aber kolom in akifim, adayin yesh beshitzin, eno chai levayr. Rabbi Huda omer tseva havei lecho avata, mimokom haroi liklin velo timsa. Ulechumra omer Rabbi Huda. And here again we have Rabbi Huda lechumra, that he says, since you can't get them, go and get them, you can't get them, they're in the thorns. Therefore, they're not accessible, therefore you can't eat in the house anymore. Tzan hasa, shalosh arotzes lebir. There are three regions in Eretz Yisrael concerning beer. Yehuda, the Eivor HaYarden, the Galil. The Eivor HaYarden over here is a shayla, what exactly Eivor HaYarden means. Most Rishonim learn Eivor HaYarden is in Eretz Yisrael. It's the west bank, not the east bank. The west bank of the Jordan, which is Shvelas Lud, the plain of Lud, which is near here. That's called Eivor HaYarden, and it's part of Eretz Yisrael proper, for all halachas. Others on the Rambam seem to learn Eivor HaYarden is the east bank of the Jordan, Eretz Sichon Va'ok, which is a little bit of a difficulty because it doesn't have the din of Eretz Yisrael, on the east side of the Yarden, for all the halachas. It's not Eretz Zavas Chalav Dvash, it's what's it called considered Klapi Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, that's where what's it called, where B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain stay. And they were considered staying in Chutz Laretz. It doesn't have all the din of the Eretz Yisrael. But the Gabi Shemitah, the Gabi Beer, Pashas, and the Rambam, Eivor HaYarden also has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But other Rishonim learn Eivor HaYarden means the West Bank.
Okay.
So, and the Sholosh Arotzos B'chol Achas V'Achas, and there are three regions within those. Each one has three regions. The Lama Amru Sholosh Arotzos L'Bir. What's this halacha? What does this have to do with beer? The fact that there's three different regions. She Ochlin B'chol Achas V'Achas, and She Yichle Ha'achron Sheba. That in each region, you can eat until the last of that fruit is found in that region. But if that entire region doesn't have that fruit, even though the other two, or one of them has it, that doesn't make a difference, then it's considered like it's finished. Menani Mila, how do you know that? This idea of the regions. Amr Evchama Barukva, Amr Rabbi Yossi Barchanino, Amr Kroa, V'levehemtuch o'v'lachaya asher bi'artzecha. Kol zman shechaya ocheles min hasadeh, hey ochel lebehema shevabayis. It has to be, the chaya has to be like the behema. The behema is the domesticated, the one that you feed. The chai is the one that's wild, that eats by itself. As long as there is this kind of food in the field, for the chai, you can feed your animal in the house. Kolom chai asher besodeh, kolom lebehem techom in abayis. Ugemiri, de'en chai asher b'Yehuda, g'day la'al perish b'Galil, de'en chai asher b'Galil, g'day la'al perish b'Yehuda. And l'maisa, we have a klal that an animal in Yehuda doesn't wander to the Galil to eat. It stays within that region. And similarly, the one in the Galil doesn't go to Yehuda. So it's finished for the animals when it's finished from that whole region. But if it's still in that region, then anywhere in that region you already can eat. Rashi. Shalosh Aratzos Be'eretz Yisrael Chaluk Ezu Mizu Leinim Bir She'en Zu Somechis Azu Mishikoluba Le'afo Pishlo Koluba Chaverta. Each region is independent, that as long as it's finished there, even though it's still available in the other regions, that region's also. Ushalash arotzes b'cholachas v'achas, shechalukos b'mini kiyum perusehem, sheperusehem kolash alzu kodim lezu, v'afo pikein asinu kulan achas l'bir kin meforish v'azo. And there are three separate regions in each of these regions. And the fruit of each of these separate sub-regions don't finish at the same time. But Rashi says that's irrelevant. Because as long as there's something left in any one of those three sub-regions, the whole region is mutter. The Lama Amru Sholosh Aratzos, Hoyal V'Sholosh Aratzos L'Cholachas, Hari Kanteisha Aratzos. So it said there's nine regions. L'Mai Hilchasa Amru Sholosh Aratzos L'Bir V'Sulo, Shu Ochlin B'Chol Achas Asum L'Sholosh, Shu B'Chol Achas Kilo In Achas. Rashi's Shita is that the three sub-regions in each of the three are considered like one. The ochlin b'cholachas v'achas mi'asholosh hachalukos l'bir ad sheyich lo ha'achron shebesholosh arutzoseho. Ochlin be Yehuda, Chiyich la'achrim, Shemishalim shachoseho, v'chein be v'ayardim, v'chein be gomel.
So why do they need three
divisions? That's Tosus Kvashan Rashi. I just, Rashi says it's to tell me a chiddush. Even though there are three different sub-regions, and the fruit finishes at different time, it's irrelevant, the whole region is considered one. So you need the three just to tell me that taka, they finish at different times. Right? That's a metzius. But halachically, there's no difference between them. That's how Rashi learns. How do you know that you can eat in the whole Yehuda region? Even though in one sub-region, it's not there anymore, you can still eat in that sub-region as long as there are fruit in any of the other sub-regions. But if there's fruit in one of the other regions, and that whole region is finished, that's no good.
We have a tradition.
Animals don't wander that far for food out of the region where it's indigenous to. It goes from one land, one sub-region to another sub-region, but not from one region to the other. Tosfos learns that there is a difference between the three arotzos. And the sub-regions also are not totally considered like one. That in Yehuda, if you have something in the mountains, right? One of the sub-regions has mountains, has valleys. So if something, there's fruit in the mountain of one sub-region, then you're allowed to eat in the mountainous part of the other sub-region. Because mountainous animals go within the region. But you can't eat from the plain, because the mountain animals don't eat from the plain. So therefore, even if in one region it's finished completely, right? But in another region, in the mountain, there's food, then the mountain animals in all that sub-regions can eat, but not the plain animals, not the animals from the plain. That's how Tosfos lives. So there is a difference between why there's dafka three sub-regions. Mashenkin, if it's within the sub-region, doesn't make a difference. Mountain, plain, or whatever, it's there. All the animals in that sub-region can eat. I mean, all the houses in that sub-region can eat. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Peiru sheyotzu me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz mizbarin b'chol makom shehein. Peiru that left Eretz Yisrael, Peiru shvius, then you're allowed to make the beer in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer yachzeru l'mkomam v'yisbayru. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds no, you have to bring the Peiru back to Eretz Yisrael and make the beer in Eretz Yisrael. Mishum shenamar bi'artzecha, because it says bi'artzecha. Where it says ha'athik they use that bi'artzecha, the chaya should be artzecha, that one chaya from one region doesn't eat from a chaya of a different region. So how can we use this for second drasha? Ba'artzacha means you have to make the beer in Eretz Yisrael. Kari bei be'eretz ba'artzacha. No, it's a ribui. It could have said ba'aretz. What's ba'artzacha? To tell me both dinim. Inami me'asher be'artzacha. The word asher is extra. So it's either me'asher could have said ba'artzacha. What's me'asher be'artzacha? To tell me both dinim. Rashi, Misbarin kishitagia onusabir shekolu lechayah, when that fruit is no longer available in the field, and it happens to be now in chud, you brought it to Chutz La'aretz, you make beer there. The chomakum shehem, v'lo mitarchinam le'achzirim la'eretz levarin sham. We don't make them bring it back to Eretz Israel to make beer in Eretz Israel. Mishum shenemer bi'artzecha, and Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds no. You have to, beer has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and if you took the fruit out of Eretz Yisrael, you have to bring it back. Yishum shenema bi'artzo, v'chaya asher bi'artzocha, v'zehu bi'uran. What is bi'ur, Rashi says? Shemafkiran b'mokom krisis chayo behema. Rashi's mashma, you have to destroy it. You mafkir it in a place where it can be trampled by animals. So the ma'aseh, there's a three-way machlokas, what bi'ur is. Many Rishonim learn, Rambam learns that beer is destroying the fruit. What happens is, when the time comes that there's no more fruit of that kind in the field, so you are mechalik enough for three meals worth for everybody in your family. You give it to whoever else you could find to eat, and whatever's not, you can't eat then, right? In other words, at that day, you have a chance to give it out. Whatever's left over, you have to destroy. That's the Rambam. So beer is like beer chametz, destruction. You have to burn it, or destroy it, whatever. The Ramban learns beer just means beer min habayis. Get it out of the house. You can't keep it in the house and use it as a bialin. When the shasa beer comes, you have to take it out and be mafker it. Right? You don't have to be mafker whatever you could eat. Three meals, you give out to your family, whoever, whatever. Anything that's more than three meals for the people in your family, or what you can't give out, you're mafker. After you're mafker it, you can take it back and bring it in the house. That's how we hold. And therefore, you don't have to destroy it. You just have to mafker it, and after that, you bring it back in. So, it doesn't have to be destroyed, it just has to be hefker. If you weren't mafker it, then you have to destroy it. If you weren't mafker it at the proper time, then it has to be destroyed. But if you're mafker it at the proper time, you could take it back in the house and use it. You could be mezochah too, anybody could be mezochah. If you're mezochah first, so you bring it back to your house. That's the Ramban. The Ravid says a combination of both. The Ravid says that when, what's it called, its color from that city that you live in, but still found in the region, then the beer is like the Ramban. You bring it out, you mafker it, take it back in the house, whatever. When it's color completely from the whole region, then you have to destroy it. Now Rashi, some learn Rashi is like the Rambam, or like the Ravid, one of the two, that you have to mamish destroy it. You mafker it in the place where it's mamish trampled. And others say no, what the Rashi means is you mafker it like the Ramban. But it's not enough to be mafker it just for people. It has to be hefker even for animals. Once you made it hefker, and it's even hefker for animals to come, then you could take it back and bring it in the house.
Are there other places in Shas that beer means mafkir as opposed to destroy?
Yeah, beer means to take out, yeah, by beer chametz. Al beer chametz means to remove the chametz from the house.
So
we don't make a bracha on shreifa. So beer also means, beer chametz also means shreifas chametz. It can mean both. Beer can mean removal or destruction. Okay. We already used that pasuk that the regions are separate. I had learned one of these halachas. Now we can learn both drushes. Inami asher lidrasha. The fact that it says asher biartzecha comes to tell me the second drasha. Okay. Rav Safra nothak me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. Rav Safra traveled, left Eretz Yisrael, went to chutz l'aretz. Havi b'hadei garva d'chamer d'shvius. And he had a bottle of shvius wine with him. Lavu b'hadei Rav Huna b'reid Ravika v'rav Kahana. And he was escorted by, accompanied by Rav Huna b'reid Ravika and Rav Kahana. Amar lahu ika d'shmiyale mined rebavo halacha krib shim ben alazer olo. So he said to them, he said to Rav Kahana, Rav Safra, said to Rav Kahana and Rav Huna, did you hear anything about who the halacha is like? If the halacha is like Rav Shim ben alazer or not? Because I'm going to have to bring this wine back to Eretz Yisrael, b'shasa after shasa beer, and be mevayer in Eretz Yisrael, or can I make the beer here in Chutz Lartz? Omer le Rav Kahana, hochim Rav Avo, halacha krib shim ben alazer. I heard from Marbo that he said the halachas of Shmuel Shem Halacha. Mainly, you have to go back and make the beer in Eretz Yisrael. Amar le Rav Huna b'reid Ravika, hachiyom Ravo. Rav Huna b'reid Ravika, however, said differently. He said, no, I heard from Ravo. They're both Tamidim Rav Avo. So Rav Huna said, this is what Rav Avo said. Ein halacha Rav Shem Halacha. You weren't listening in the shir. You heard Rav Shem Halacha. You thought he said the halachas like him. You missed the word. He said, ein halacha Rav Shem Halacha. Amar Rav Safra, Mekol Taklala, to Rav Huna Biyadcha. So Rav Safra said, Rav Huna is probably right. Even though Rav Kahana said differently. The Dayak Megomer Shmaisim Yipuma Derabi to Rechava the Pumbedisa, because I know that Rav Huna was very, very medactic to listen to every word in the Shir, and he didn't pay attention. And he reported exactly what his Rebbe said. Just like Rechava from Pumbedisa, the Omer Rechava, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Harabayis Steve Kofel, Haya, Steve Lefnim Steve. Right? Harabayis was colonnades, one inside the other. We had it before in the end of the first parak. So what's the diuk over here? That he used the Lashon of Steve Lefnim Steve, the same Lashon as Rebbe used, or he was medayit to say it was Rebbe Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda. So Shaila, who said this? Rebbe Yehuda or Rav Yehuda? And he was medactic to make sure that he reported in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. Okay. Rashi. Lova b'hadein shlavu imu b'chabura. So Rav Kahan and Rav Huna accompanied Rav Safra. Minei de Rebbe Avo, Tamida for you. So he asked Rav Huna and Rav Kahana, they were Tamida Ravo. Did you hear from Ravo who the halach is like in this machlokas Rav Shimon Alosha and the Chachon? The Kimle deil daib shmeish and puma de Rabbe, ki hashmua yotzmi pi Rabbo. He used to report it exactly as the Rebbe said. Medaktik for Omer the Rabbo, lishnosa pam shnia. How did he do that? Because he asked if he didn't really understand. Well, if he wasn't sure, he asked the Rebbe to say it over again. And that way, the second time around, he listened extra careful to make sure he got it every word. Rebbe Yehuda, Safik Shomini, Rav Yehuda, or mi Rebbe Yehuda, the Seer, the Habinomi Bandora. He wasn't sure if he heard it from Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda. And he's medayik to hear it clearly and to report that it was Rebbe Yehuda. Steve Koffel Hoyer, it's Devo Sovitla. They had this colonnade where they had these places to sit. And it was in a circle, two concentric circles. Kfula Zulifni Mizu Sovit. Okay. Kori Ale Rav Yosef, Ami Be'etso Yisho, Umaklo Yagidlo. Right? So Rav Yosef said on Rav Safra that he accepted the kula, that the halach is not the Rav Shimon Elazar. He doesn't have to go back to Eretz Yisrael to make the beer on that wine or send it back. So Rav Yosef said of this pasuk that my nation asks their sticks. So we're talking about the soothsayers, that they used to use sticks and stones to to tell the future. And he said, "Mkol hamekol lo magidlo." Whoever is makel, he said, what? Makal is like makel. Whoever is more lenient, that's the one they listen to. He was looking, he heard two different versions of what Rav Avol said, and he picked the makula one. Rabbi Loi Kutz, let's see, Rashi. Kori Rav Yosef, Alei Rav Safra. Okay, so he said this pasuk that he chose to listen to the one who reported the kula rather than the one who reported the chumrah. Rabbi Loi cuts kafnaisa b'shvius. Rabbi Loi cut down a tree of of unripe dates on shvius. Where it says hechi avit hachi la'ochla amrachman of lo behetsim. You have to eat peir shvius. You can't destroy them. Some learners actually a mitzvah to eat them. The kind of mitzvah by eating peir shvius, and some learn it's not a mitzvah. It's just that you're not allowed to destroy them. You don't have to eat them, but you can't actively destroy them. The chitemo honey mila hecha denachas lepeira. That's only when they're a full fruit. Then you can't destroy them. Avol hecha delo nachas lepeira lo. But if they're not yet a full fruit, you're not destroying the fruit. You're just preventing the fruit from coming about. Maybe that's not called destroying perish shvias, because not perish yet. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, honey maschle de orla asiri. Hoil the nasa shomer lepeira. Husks around the dates are also mishmorla, because they're shomer lepri. The halacha we learn from Es Pirio that not only is the pre-osser, but the shomer, the protection, the peel, the husks are also osser. Amos Havi, when are there husks around the dates? The kufri, before they ripen, before they get big. In their first initial stages of growing, the figs, the dates are covered with a husk. And still the husk is osir because it's a shomer, the pre. But the pre is not a pre yet. It's just in its early development. Still we see that it's called a pre, because it wouldn't be a pre, or it's only osir with a pre. The leaves, the stems are not osir. The branches by orla. It's by kilaya karam, everything's osir. But by orla, it's only pre, as period. So if it doesn't have a shame pre, there can't be a shomer to something that's not a pre. Must be that it's called a pre, even in its initial stages. Same thing over here. It's called a pre, legabe hefsin, of what's it called, of the peiros of shvius. Rav Nachman, the Omer Rav Yossi. No, Rav Nachman held it Rav Yossi, and it's not called a pre in that stage. The Shnan, Rav Yossi Omer, smadar osur, that they should peiri. Smadar by grapes is already when you can. It's already, what's it called? It looks like a fruit. It's just not completely ripe. It's unripe grapes. Plead your rabbonin alay. And the rabbonin argue, what's it called? And they hold that it's as long as it's unripe, it's not called a fruit yet. It has to be ripe. Not totally ripe, but partially ripe. Maski florim shimi min ardo, we plead your rabbonin alay, Rabbi Yossi, b'shari lonas. They only argue by grapes, but not by other trees. Right, okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. This is Rashi. Kutz kafnais of the shvius, dekel ton kafnoyos. You cut down a palm tree during shvius that had on it unripe dates. The hang tomorrow in ketanim shel bishlo. There's still small dates that haven't yet ripened. The kutz tadekel ha'etzim v'hitzi kafnoyos. You cut down the tree to use it for what's it called, for wood, for burning. Now, even though you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees, but that's only if the tree is worth more with the fruit than it's worth if you use it for firewood. But the tree doesn't produce a lot of fruit. And it's a bigger hetzin to leave it for the fruit than to cut it down for firewood. The firewood is worth more than you're allowed to cut it down. The nochas l'peira, peiri shenigmar osur latzidom. Some say there's still a klala, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, for somebody who cuts down fruit trees, even where it's not a hetzin. So it could be he had a goy do it. The actual person who cuts it, that's the one who gets the klala. It could be a goy, he's not affected by that klala, so that goy can cut it down. Now Shein came, the isser of even causing it to be cut down, that's only al tefsin. And if there's no hefsin, you're allowed to cause it to be cut down, like tell a goy to do it, and you're not affected by the klala because you didn't actually cut it down. And that's what we do, Taka. In the case somebody has the fruit tree and it's damaging, or they need it for place for a sukkah, or whatever, right, and the place to build a sukkah is more valuable than the fruit tree, so we allow it either to move it and plant it somewhere else, if you can't do that, then to cut it down, but to have a goy cut it down, because of the klala. Maschle the orla, and somehow the klala only applies where there's a hefsid. If there's no hefsid, if the hefsid is okay, then there's no klala either. So we're machmer to let a goy do it. Maschle the orla, shomer hagodl stilos hatmarim bekotna. Maschle the orla means the husk that grows around the dates when they're little. Kain pikas hagodl stilos hagos hayar hadakos. Like the husk that grows around the nuts. Right? That's how nuts grow. The shomer peiri emes have asire mishum orla the lohavi keitz of a shame pri aliyah. However, the nasu shomer lepeiri, since they're a protection for the fruit, they're included in the fruit. The shomer peiri emes have bekufri. When does this husk exist? The shame katan is only when they're little. When they get more bigger and when they get bigger and ripe, then the husk falls off. So there is no husk by ripe fruit. The kufru have the kafnios. It's the same stage of growth. It's called kafnios. When they mature, the husk dries up and falls off. Am a kafnios kriim peiros. You see that it's called a pre for orla. So it's also called a pre like abishvius. Rav Nachman, Domer Perish, Lomigmer, Kori Peir, Rav Nachman, who holds that unripe fruit is also called fruit. And therefore, when Rav Eloi cut down the tree, he did something wrong, was only according to Rav Nachman. And Rav Nachman only held like Rav Yossi. Domer Rav Yossi. Domer Mishanof, Lepirchei HaGefen, the nearest Surah Swanovi, behind the Shmadar, also Mishmorla. The unripe beginning of the formation of the grape, when you can see that it's round, it looks like a grape, even though it's hard as a rock, that's called Shmadar, that's still called a Pri. It may show Pri. Balaz Korin Ashmerbir, whatever it is. Who plead, the Rabbon argue on him. And they hold that that stage is not called a Pri. Meseches Arla, the Tani Rei Shaho Alin Valulovin, Umegifonim, Ushmadar Mutarim, Ushmarla. It's not called a pre yet when it's only shmadar, when it's hard as a rock and just a round little pea. Looks like a pea. That's how it starts. Rabbi Loi, David Krabonin, Rabbi Loi held that, what's it called, that you're allowed to cut it down when it's unripe, because it's not yet called a fruit. He did like the Rabbon. Bishari Lonis, Moses says, no, that machlokas is only by grapes. By other trees, they don't argue. Chutz mi gefen, except for what's it called, except for the gefen. We'll see tomorrow this machlokas extends to next.